But it is in that area I described. I don't know the names of the streets, but off in Bronzeville's from near Fort Sam Houston. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a rough area of town to be passing through.
Is that
sometimes?
Is
that worse than Black?
Okay, that's on the east.
Yeah,
kind of east of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Do Blacks own very many businesses?
I would say that the ratio of poor Blacks to rich Blacks would be probably the same as the Mexican-American rich.
Uh-huh. Well, do the richer Blacks, do they live in the Black community or do they live mixed in with whites?
They live mixed in with the whites.
Okay, like with the whites in the same economic bracket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, would you just name for me and sort of describe some of the most well-known landmarks in San Antonio?
Okay, the first one that comes to my mind is the Alamo, which was built as a Spanish mission and later used as a Texas fort against Santa Anna's army. And a group of men stayed in there like 13 days. And that gave some other, well, they all lost their lives, but it gave some other Texas hero a chance to get closer, so he can get the Mexicans at the next battle. And it's Breckenridge Park. I don't know if it's that famous, but it's a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah,
and it's
fair.
A city park down, practically downtown. And it's just has the river goes through there, and there's trees, and riverboat rides, or paddleboat rides. There's a sky ride and sunken gardens up there, which is some sort of surrounded by cliffs. It's like a little sunken deal.
Uh-huh.
And there's waterfalls and beautiful botanic gardens. Probably. It's so late. And it's a tourist sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And then downtown in Hemisphere is a newly constructed. I say nearly, it's constructed in 68. This fairgrounds, and it has what it used to have. Just, you know, San Antonio's also proud of that, but all that's left now is Institute of Texas Culture, which is a museum that has things representing all the different cultures of the Texas people.
Mm-hmm.
And the
I came down in 68 from Hemisphere. I was a counselor at Camp Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of us had a day off and we came down with him and said, it was neat.
So one of my friends went there. Were you a pony or a...
Oh, well, I wasn't a camper and the counselors didn't have a tribe and so
I wasn't
a tribe.
Heard a lot about that.
Yeah, it was neat. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I taught riflery. It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go into town. That was the big event of the summer was coming in for him.
Yeah, my brother's drum major that year and he was, you know, to be a senior in 68 would have been nice.
Oh yeah, that would have been neat. Yeah.
And what else is in San Antonio? I take you since you go to the first.
Yeah.
Downtown Riverwalk is pretty special. It was began in the 30s as a WPA project or one of those government things. And in before Hemisphere, it was extended so that they built canals that would go through Hemisphere. And now they have these barge-type river boats that you can charter. And like one time we were down there, and these people were getting married on the river. And this lady had this 15th century Spanish dress, you know, and the guys were all dressed up like something off of Western, you know, TV show in Mexico City or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had the Mary Rossies and it was real nice. And you can charter them for parties or
mm-hmm.
that, or you can just pay off like a dollar or so and just ride the guy will tell you